And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Captain Brad Yeager and Captain Greg Steer here on the Raleigh County Police Department. Our monthly chat here with the police department coming up later in the hour. Don't forget, we're going to hear from Tracy Mann, 1st District Congressman in the U.S. House of Representatives. That'll be coming up around 9:45. Grand opening was held yesterday, a ribbon cutting for the Douglas Center, and their new activity center officially opens today. And Brad, was it you that had a chance to go up there yesterday and participate?
That was actually Greg. Greg was a big part of that.
Okay. Yeah, I was very fortunate. Got to be out there yesterday. And if you haven't had a chance to go down and check this facility out, it's absolutely tremendous. There's a ton of work that went into it. It was pretty obvious from the ceremony. And there's many thanks that went to the Douglas Advisory Board, Douglas Center Advisory Board, local construction companies, big and small participated in the construction. And then, special thanks to past and present city commissioners and city managers for, there was a lot of work that went into making this happen. And it was just a tremendous, tremendous day to see it all come together. And the facility just really is amazing. And it's going to create a lot of opportunities for the community in that area for sure.
Yeah. And, from a police department perspective, that's that new facility that ought to help alleviate a whole bunch of concerns in that community. It's obviously a nice place for people to get away from, and maybe encourages more physical activity, and especially with the youngsters not getting into trouble and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know we want to have positive activities for everyone. And, facilities like this and activities like this, they were talking about all the programs that they're going to offer for everyone in our community, and, staying busy and staying active and having things to do, after school, and is just a huge, huge component to having a safe community in our here in our town.
You tell us, Greg, how you did in your free throw shooting competition.
So there was a competition. The police department had some representatives and fire and EMS, and then Trinium, a local construction company. And yeah, we didn't do so well. We made one out of three, and then we ended up losing and stuff. But it was great to have that chance.
Yeah, that's too bad, but a lot of fun though. What a great opportunity here for a real nice community event here for us to highlight, and a lot of people are excited about that center. I think it's going to be a great addition to the community. Not only that, but then we have the other two rec centers going in soon here, both middle schools. So it just increases opportunity.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and doing stuff like that, I know that it's important. It gets exposure here for the police department and other emergency services. I know you guys do other things throughout the year. Battle of the Badges comes to mind. That's another good opportunity here for blood donations. Is that on the calendar here anytime soon? I can't remember when that takes place.
I'd have to check on that. I don't know. But I think we're hoped to continue those efforts and to make sure we're part of all that stuff. But as far as if it's continuing or not, I'm not certain.
Okay. We'll check on that here at some point. I know there's other activities that you do to kind of engage the community. And one project here that we spoke about here before we got going on the air was having to do with the camera registration project. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Appreciate it. We actually, this is good timing to be able to do this. Next week on April 1st, we're planning on officially launching a new program, but it's more or less up and running at this point. So I think it's good to talk about it. It's going to be called Project SafeCam. And Project SafeCam is essentially a community camera registration program. There's many other communities around the state of Kansas and around our country that have been doing this. So we're coming into this after they have done a lot of stuff, and they've had great success with it. Essentially, we're asking folks who have cameras in their business or in their residence to sign up and register with us. You know, over the past several years, I think we've really come to realize the tremendous value that cameras have in helping us solve and even prevent crimes sometimes just as a deterrent. And so this is a way for us to get information about where those cameras are. And we also see it as a great partnership where folks can do things to help make our community safer and work with us in partnership. You know, it'll be a private list. We're going to treat it that way. And it's completely voluntary and it's free of charge. You can, you know, get out of the program if you want at any time. But if we have a crime that occurs in your area and we know that that camera may be there and may be able to help us, we'll reach out to you and see if you have footage that can help us. And that's kind of how it's going to work.
This is some 21st century stuff here. And, you know, what a great tool to have. And the camera quality on a lot of these are really actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. There's cameras come in all different sizes and shapes and quality. And, you know, we're used to dealing with all of that, but it's amazing how over the years they seem to get better and more affordable, you know, every year. And I know there's lots of people that have them. And, you know, one thing I was able to visit some other agencies that were doing this. And, you know, one of the common themes that I got from them was that there's lots of folks out there that want to do something to help work with the police department and help to make their community safer. And they had a very positive feedback from citizens that, you know, saw this as a way to work with us and help us be safer.
Well, I would imagine you mentioned there it's a great deterrent, perhaps for future crimes. We've seen a lot here in the last few months of property crimes. Kind of, I don't know that they've been on the rise, but there have been quite a few of them. And this might put an end to some of that if we have a better database and you can kind of see who some of these criminals are.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we have those reports that we take, this is just another tool to try to identify, you know, people and vehicles and stuff like that that can help us. You know, catch and you know, convict people for those crimes. I want to take this opportunity. We have had, you know, some property crimes over the last couple months. It's gotten a little bit better here in February, and March isn't going too bad. But I always want to take a reminder to remind folks to an opportunity to lock your doors and, you know, and always be looking out for suspicious stuff and call us whenever you see it.
Yeah. So important to do that. Cause I think a lot of us just kind of take it for granted. I stuff in my car all the time. And if I'm not thinking about it, I just go inside and I don't lock my doors. And that's not a good idea because we have a lot of valuables. Most of us do in our vehicles and thieves know that.
Yeah, and they often, you know, are going to move on from cars. That's the common denominator that we've seen over the years is, you know, there's many, many times that they're only picking the ones that are unlocked. So that's just a huge thing that you can do to help keep that from happening.
I'm always surprised at the number of firearms that people seem to keep in their vehicles, and firearms have been stolen from vehicles in the past few months.
They have, yes. You know, we definitely encourage folks to not keep them in your car. That has happened several times. And it's just, you know, be real aware of that because that something that, you know, that you can take easy steps to make sure that it's not out in your car and in a position where it can get taken.
Yeah. Most of the time when that does happen, do they usually end up in pawn shops or do you never really seem to find those as easily?
They have a variety of outcomes. Sometimes that is the case. And then many times, you know, the firearm, you know, will just, we won't recover it or it'll go, you know, missing for many years and it just doesn't have an outcome that we know about.
That's unfortunate. All right. Well, we're speaking here with the Raleigh County Police Department. Captains Greg Steer, Brad Yeager joining us here on the program. We're going to step aside. Break number two coming up. And we'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.